think we both felt, when we look back on it, the time in Africa, that it was people's deep faith that was not a cloak or a pretense. It was real. It was real to them. It made it real to other people. When one saw the kind of conditions they lived in, the deprivations, the attitude of the white community, it was appalling. Appalling. I thought the African people handled it very well. I was always very impressed by their own dignity and acceptance of the situation. They didn't rile against it. I became part of the Ruwenzori, and very soon I found myself sort of, leading the Ruwenzori and going
So
to their
what did
meetings.
that involve? What was the Ruwenzori?
The Ruwenzori was a women's organisation. It was very powerful, and every Thursday they met. And my father, when he came out to see us, couldn't quite believe it, because on Thursday, if you drove anywhere, there was sort of a lot of red-clothed women coming out of the bush and going to meet somewhere. And they had conventions. We went off into the country and had a whole weekend of it. When people joined the Ruwenzori, when women did, they wore a white blouse when they weren't fully members, and then the red blouse when they were actually confirmed. And I was bloused because I was in the circuit, and I thought, well, if I'm going to do this, I can't not be part of it.
What was a meeting like
Of the
on a
roots of
Thursday? Yes. What happened?
singing all sorts of songs, reading the Bible, a preaching. Somebody preached. Nigel learnt Shona. He was quite fluent, although he had a little class of local preachers whom he worked with, and they said to him at one point, "Mfundisi, we think it's wonderful that you really try to speak our language, but we think we'd actually understand you better if you spoke English." So, I mean, Africa gave us joy. It gave us, I think, understanding of faith, of what it really means to live as you believe. Such admiration for people, all people, not just Christian people, who could live under such deprivation. We valued that time in Africa as a gift in every which way, of what it had helped us to become, perhaps, and as such a joyful experience.